Good morning. We are continuing with our discussion of the prohibition of going to secular court. And we said that despite the fact that this is a serious prohibition, nonetheless, so far to date, we have brought two different times, two different scenarios that indeed it is permitted to sue a defendant in secular court. The first one is if the defendant is non-Jewish. For a non-Jew, we are permitted to go to secular court because the assumption is that they won't be agreeable to go to a Beis Din, and they won't adhere to the decision of the Beis Din. So accordingly, it's permitted to take a non-Jew to secular court. And the second situation that we have discussed is if we have a defendant, albeit Jewish, but he is refusing to go to a Beis Din, it's required then to go to the Beis Din and get their permission, and thereafter we can take them to secular court. Now, the procedure is what we want to talk about today is when the Beis Din actually summonses a defendant to go to the Beis Din, what's the procedure? So here, the minhag is that the plaintiff will go to a Beis Din and send what's called a hazmana. In fact, the minhag is to do it three times, not only one time. This is based in the Rishonim that we do it three times. We send out one hazmana and wait a certain amount of time, for example, 30 days. If it's not answered to by the defendant, the Beis Din sends out a second hazmana, waits, for example, 30 days, and then the third hazmana, 30 days, and thereafter, if the defendant who was summoned now three times refuses, doesn't answer, there's no response, the Beis Din would write a siruv that the person is being recalcitrant, is refusing to go to Beis Din, and then, as we've discussed in the past, they will, under circumstances, give permission to the plaintiff to go sue now in a secular court. The Tshuvas van Hagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach, says something very important. He says that this concept of sending three times the hazmana, the summons, is a leniency. Because really, the defendant, upon receiving a hazmana even once, is required to respond to that. And not responding is a bizayon. This is his language. It's a bizayon, a disgrace to the Beis Din. And simply we're being lenient that after three times, if the defendant has responded, that's when the Beis Din is going to write to Siruv that he's being recalcitrant. And then we're going to give the permission for the plaintiff to go to the secular court. But truth be told, upon receipt of a single hazmana, a single submit, that is when the defendant is required to respond. So that's the process that we typically go to, three summonses, and then thereafter, if there's no response, then the Beis Din will grant permission and write a siruv. The next question that we just want to address here is, how about if there's a suffix? It's a doubt. Maybe the defendant will respond and it'll be agreeable to going to Beis Din, but maybe not. Maybe they will refuse. It's the type of person that we have our skepticism about. We're doubtful. Maybe he'll come, but maybe he won't come. It's likely he won't come, but maybe he will come. So the Mishnah Halachos addresses this, that still, despite that, we should go through the process of sending three hazmanas, because maybe that will convince him to come to the Beis Din, and only thereafter should the Beis Din write the Siruv. We still should go through the procedures of three times waiting between each one of them, because there's a concept, very important concept, of when we have a suffix about an Isser D'oraisa, we have to be machmir, we have to be strict. So to hear, going to a secular court is an Isser D'oraisa. So if we have this suffix, is the person going to be amenable to coming to the Beis Din or not? We indeed have to be machmir, and we would adhere to the standard operating practice, the procedure of sending out three hazmanas, and only thereafter would we have a siruv from the Beis Din and have a permit to go to the secular court. So our next question, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow is going to be, but what if we're fairly confident, totally confident, we know that this defendant is not going to respond, he's not going to be amenable to go to Beis Din, are we still required to spend the time, the effort of the Beis Din sending out three hazmanas three times? Can we shorten it? Or can we do away with this procedure totally? So Mirtz Hashem, we will talk about that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.